Trump plans grand military parade to mark Army's 250th birthday, White House confirms. President Donald Trump will host a military parade on June 14 in Washington to honor U.S. military veterans and active duty service members and commemorate the 250th birthday of the United States Army, an event that also coincides with his 79th birthday. White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly confirmed the plans in a statement on social media. To celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th birthday on June 14, President Trump will honor American veterans, active duty service members, and military history with a military parade, she said. A spokesperson confirmed the U.S. Army is actively involved in parade planning. The national-level celebration will include a spectacular fireworks display, a parade, and a day-long festival on the National Mall, U.S. Army spokeswoman Heather Hagen said in a statement to the Epoch Times. We anticipate approximately 150 vehicles, 50 aircraft, and 6,600 soldiers to highlight the Army's 250 years of service to the nation. Given the significant milestone of 250 years, the Army is exploring options to make the celebration even bigger, with more capability demonstrations, additional displays of equipment, and more engagement with the community. Vince Haley, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, told Fox News the parade will feature historical reenactors, military equipment, and representations from various eras of American military history. The event is expected to serve as a centerpiece in a broader national celebration, following an executive order Trump signed in January establishing Task Force 250 to coordinate commemorations leading up to America's 250th Independence Day in 2026. The task force has been directed to coordinate with various agencies and departments to organize an extraordinary celebration to commemorate the 250th anniversary of American independence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, while confirming discussions were underway, raised concerns about the potential use of heavy armored vehicles on city streets. This isn't the first time Trump has sought to hold a grand military parade. Inspired by France's Bastille Day celebration in 2017, Trump previously proposed a similar spectacle during his first term. That effort was ultimately abandoned in 2018 over cost concerns, with some estimates pegging the price tag at around $92 million. At the time, Trump blamed local politicians for inflating the costs. This year's parade would cap off the Army's official birthday festival on the National Mall, which is expected to include static equipment displays and a series of commemorations highlighting Army history, lineage, and esprit de corps. The Army was established on June 14, 1775, more than a year before the Declaration of Independence. This year's theme, "This Will Defend," highlights the Army's historical legacy as well as its modern mission. As we prepare for our future, we also reflect on our past, General Randy George, Chief of Staff of the Army, said in a February statement announcing the June 14 commemorations. We remain committed to honing our warfighting skills, enforcing standards and discipline, and living the values that have defined our Army culture for the past 250 years. In a Truth Social post that made no mention of the parade on Thursday, Trump wrote, "We are going to start celebrating our victories again." He also proposed renaming Veterans Day and Victory in Europe Day as Victory Day for World War I and Victory Day for World War II, respectively. This article has been updated with comments received from the U.S. Army.